So, what do I mean by sand dwellers and knee-deep splashers? Okay, well, let me break it down for you. So, we have our fence sitters, and then you have your sand dwellers, then you have your knee-deep splashers, you got your waist-deep dabblers, and you've got your outer depths hanging on to the life vest, all in swimmers. So, the fence sitters, they are those that go to church on Sundays, but they've never really had an experience with Jesus. They're not born again, but they are religious and they have a religious experience. Those are what we call the fence sitters. And then there's the sand dwellers. They're born again, and that's about it. They're born again. They really don't know much about the Word of God. They're happy, they're born again. But they're really more like the newbies and just been saved, and they really haven't gotten much into God's Word. But they go to church here and there. And then we have the knee-deep splashers. They're those who have been on the road for a bit, and they know some of the Word of God. They pray a bit, and they go to church pretty regular, and they become somewhat dependable. Well, then you have your waist-deep dabblers. Those are the people who are taking God's Word more seriously, and they want to serve Him with their whole hearts. And they go to church a few times a week and are endeavoring to live for Him to the best of their abilities. You know, those are the ones you can trust with jobs at the church, and they're usually faithful to do anything that they're asked of, and these are less likely to be pulled away from the things of God by the enemy. They're less likely to be duped. Not that we can't be. Anyone can be if their heart isn't in the right place. And then you have your outer depths hanging on to the life vest, all in swimmers. These are those who are totally sold out to Christ. They're not easily moved. They love the Lord with their whole hearts. Not that they don't still have things that they need to work on. They do. But they know that they're not all that. They know that it wasn't their faithfulness that got them as far as they've gotten. It was His faithfulness that got them where they are. And they are faithful to hang on no matter what comes their way. They wait for His timing and His will. They cry out for His will to be done. And He makes everything beautiful in its time. So the question remains for all of us, not to answer out loud, but for ourselves. Which one are we? Are we sand dwellers, knee-deep splashers, waist-deep dabblers? Or are we outer depths hanging on to the life vest, all in swimmers? We know that Jesus is the life vest, right? Praise the Lord. He's the one that we have to hang on to in those outer depth places. It's only in the depths where we truly learn what it is to lean on Him. It's in those difficult places. When we're on the happy mountaintops, we love Him, but how much do we cling to Him like we do when we're in the difficult places? Hallelujah. He wants us to truly be faithful to Him no matter our situation, no matter our circumstance. There was a pastor. Not that one. There was a pastor. He had a young family, little kids, and they wanted a kitten so bad, so he finally got them a kitten. And they didn't want to let the kitten outside, so for a while they kept the kitten indoors. And finally the time came, the kitten was a little older, and They took the kitten outside, and there was a tree in their front yard, and they let the kitten on the tree. Well, the kitten took off up the tree, and now the kitten was way up the tree, and none of them could get the kitten down, and the kitten was scared and wouldn't come down, and the kids started to cry, and Dad didn't know for sure what to do, and so he stopped for a minute, and he pondered, and he prayed, and he thought about it, and he said, okay, I know what we're going to do. We're going to tie a rope around the top part of the tree we can get to. We're going to tie that rope to the car. And I'm going to slowly move the car, which will slowly bring that tree down. And then we'll be able to reach the kitten. Okay, nobody else had an idea. And so they did. They tied the rope to the tree and tied the rope to the car. And the pastor got in and started to slowly drive the car. And the tree started to bend. Wasn't enough. They couldn't get it. They slowly drove the car, and the tree bent some more, and they still couldn't reach it. But it wasn't too far off, so he slowly started to drive the car, and the rope broke. Well, you know what a tree does, right? And that cat went flying. And the kitten was seen no more. Well, you can imagine, right? So I know what you're saying. What on earth does this have to do with faithfulness? I'm getting there. So a couple of weeks later, the pastor was going to visit one of his congregation. They only lived maybe not even a block away, and so he walked to her house. And her and her son were in the backyard planting some flowers. It was springtime. As they sat there and they chatted, who was in the backyard but this kitten? And he was sure it was this kitten. And he couldn't say to her, how did you get my kitten? He didn't want to tell her that it flung out of a tree. So he said, oh, what a cute little kitten you have here. Have you had it for long? And she said, well, you're not going to believe this story, Pastor. But 2 weeks ago, my son and I were sitting here in the backyard. And he said, Mommy, can I please have a kitty? And she said, no. No, you cannot have a kitten. Oh, Mommy, please, 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 please. You know what kids can be like, right? And she said no several times. Finally, she said, I'll tell you what. We're going to pray. And we'll pray and ask God to send you a kitten. And if God sends you a kitten, then you can have a kitten. So they prayed, and as they finished their prayer, in flies this kitten into their backyard. She said, I know it's an insane story, Pastor, but that's what happened. And the pastor never let on that it was his kitten that flew into her backyard, because he had already gone out and purchased another kitten for his children, who were devastated by the loss of their other kitten. But the part that I want to just bring out is how faithful God is. No matter our age, this little boy's heart was to have a kitten. And God is faithful even in the little things. He asks for us to be faithful in the little, because he knows if we're faithful in the little things, he can give us much. But if we can't learn to be faithful in the little things, how can he ever give us more? And so this little boy's heart's cries were heard. God was faithful to him. And God knew that this pastor would go out and purchase his children another kitten. And it was a win-win, right? No harm, no foul. The kitten wasn't hurt at all. And seemed quite happy and healthy in his new home. Praise the Lord. God is faithful. He is so faithful to us. But he is calling us to be faithful to him in return. Will we trust him? Will we wait? Even when life is throwing us lemons? Will we trust him and make lemonade out of it? And when everything is seeming to go wrong, will we trust him in the midst of it? Will we be faithful to follow him and believe him no matter what? He's calling us to be faithful and to trust him because he too is faithful and to be trusted. Hallelujah. I don't know what else there is that I can say about being faithful. It's a step by step. And the more we give to him, the more we are faithful to him, the more he can do through us and for us. We just need to learn how to be faithful no matter what. And sometimes it'll truly feel like you're holding on by a hair. They say a thread, I say a hair. I think a hair is tinier. I have been in many places in my life where it's been holding on by one hair. Lord, if you don't come. And he has never failed me. He has been faithful, faithful, faithful through every hard place. And he has stretched me and molded me. And I'm not Jesus by any means of the word. I don't even think I slightly resemble, but I'm sure a whole lot closer today than I ever was 40 years ago. And I thank him for that. So, the word is faithful. He wants us to be faithful to him. Faithful to his word. And you know what it is he's speaking to you these days. I don't know what he's speaking to you. I only know what he's speaking to me. And so I need to be faithful in what I hear, just like you need to be faithful in what you hear. Hallelujah. Father, I pray that you would help each and every one of us to be faithful as you're faithful, Lord. Faithful in the little so that you can give us much. Yes. Faithful in the day-to-day, Lord. Faithful in the mundane. Faithful in the difficult places and faithful on the mountaintops. But I pray in Jesus' name you would make each and every one of us faithful to you. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.